Around the same time, other researchers were arguing for 5 factors of personality. McCrae and Costa were one team advocating a 5-factor approach. Their first 2 factors, extroversion and neuroticism, map exactly onto Ising's first 2 dimensions. They pretty quickly added a 3rd, openness to experience, which is just like it sounds. People high in openness seek out a variety of new experiences, whereas people low in openness are more comfortable with familiar, conservative choices. Later, they added 2 last dimensions, agreeableness and conscientiousness. People who are high in agreeableness are easy to get along with. People low in agreeableness are not so much. Conscientious people are hardworking and organized and meticulous, whereas people who are low in conscientiousness are disorganized and careless. Ising's psychoticism maps onto low scores on these 2 dimensions. You can remember the big 5 with the mnemonic device OCEAN. The 5-factor count is the most widely accepted framework today and was also found independently by other researchers, for example, Lewis Goldberg, who came up with the term the big 5.